Perfect. We got power. The Holy Spirit's here now. Well, it's good to be here this morning. Could we all stand for a minute? And we're just going to open. We're going to read the word together. And if you could put the scriptures up on the screen. Can we all read this together? Start. One day Jesus said unto his disciples, your side. Start it out. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this day. Lord, we thank you for the word. I ask you today, Lord, that this word become life and dwell in us. Lord, stir our hearts by the message this morning that you've given. And Lord, let us use it and let us lay hold to it and apply it in our life. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. We're not sure what's going on. Welcome, everybody. I'm excited to be here. It's great to be in Kitchener. It's great to be up here to address you today. Our long challenge to get here, probably you haven't seen it, but it's been probably a two-year process for us, you know, talking to Pastor Ken and trying to put things in place and getting everything situated. But it's great to be here this morning. And it's great to see you folks all out here today. As today, our message is on storms, but it's to do with our family. I started to go in one direction, and then I felt the Lord impress me to go in a different area. And so we read this morning about the disciples when they got into the ship, and they started to cross over on the other side, and a storm arose. How many times in life, in our life, has storms arose just out of nowhere? If you think about your family, and you think about your mother, your father, your kids, your jobs, our church family, you notice that just storms will just sometimes come out of nowhere. And, you know, this morning I want to talk a little bit about that. I don't want to concentrate on the storms, but I want us to know that we need to concentrate not on the storm in our life. It's easy to concentrate on that, you know. If you're in the boat and it's getting rocked around, tossed here and there, it's easy to look at the waves and the storm that's taking place and say, I'm going to sink. You know, and in our family, you know, there's times that our kids are attacked or there's things that come up. Our kids may get into drugs or car accidents or things. And a lot of times we look at that issue and we don't fix our eyes on Jesus. And I think it's important in storms that we fix our eyes on Jesus and not on the storm. Storms will cloud us. It's interesting that the disciples were in the boat. They had just come from being with Jesus. They know what Jesus taught. They were his disciples, but yet they were allowing the storm to affect them. And so I think as Christians, we need to know that storms come along. We may think we're have it all together and that things are perfect, but storms will hit us at different times. And so, you know, if we fix our eyes on Jesus, that, I believe, is the key thing. He's the one that gets us through the storms. The Bible says, greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. And, you know, if we realize that Jesus is in us, he can get us through anything. If I had my assistant come up, I just want to use a prop for a second. But I want us to realize, too, that Jesus is with us through everything. Now, this morning, we'll just use John Tudor for a second. And he's not Jesus, but we're going to use him as an example. And even though they're fixing my mic, Jesus is still with me. And that's what we need to know. We need to know that Jesus is with us. If we're going to work and a storm rises up. I can remember one time I was on my way to work and it was a snowstorm and there was a big curve in the road at the top of the hill. And I was going, you know, not too fast, but the way it was kind of like a blind knoll, and a transport backed across the road. And all I had time to do was call out the name of Jesus. And, you know, when I did, I don't know how it happened, but my car ended up on the snowbank. Not upside down, sitting on the snowbank. See, Jesus was with me in that car. When you're working, you know, if you're sitting in your office on your computer, Jesus is with you, right? If you're playing golf, Jesus is with you, right? But sometimes we lose that thought process. We get clouded by the storms of life. We get clouded by the situations. We just keep forgetting that Jesus is right next to us. Actually, don't freak out anybody, but he's holding our hand. He's holding our hand. He's walking with us through every life storm we go through. Or whatever we do, whether we're doing carpentry work, we're working, you know, on a house up on the roof, you know, whether we're mowing the lawn, he's right there holding our hand. I better come over here and show everybody. He's holding our hand everywhere we go. But Jesus, go ahead. Jesus is with us in the midst of the storm. And I think this morning, that's what we need to keep in our mindset, is not that we're always alone. You know, sometimes we think, well, I'm the only one going through this situation. I'm the only one that has these challenges in my life. But we're not. And the Master is with us. The one that can stop the storms, that can get us through the storms. In our family, it seems like, I just asked Deidre, I said, how many storms do you think we've been through with our kids? And just before I come up, and she said 11 is what she counted. But one storm that really hit our life, and you know, this message this morning is more from my heart so that people understand when we go through things, Jesus is with us and he can get us through it. We may not go through it the way we think we're going to go through it or the way we want to go through it, but he will get us to the other side. And when Hannah was 3, she got E. coli, and so did Joel, my middle guy. That's, you've never met him, but it was the same strand that was in Walkerton. And anyhow, my wife was at the hospital with the kids at the time, and you know, it's sometimes when we go through a storm, it even gets like it's worse. You know, it gets kind of worse. You know, you start to see it rain a little bit, and then it starts, you know, to hail, and then it gets even worse. Well, we had a young girl that was in our youth group that was 18 years old, and she was killed. So Deidre was at the hospital with my kids, and I was taking part in burying an 18-year-old girl that was in our youth group that was almost like our own like Deidre would tell you, she was just like our own daughter. And so sometimes things go from bad to worse. But you know, we have to concentrate on the source. And Jesus is the source. And you know, with Hannah, when she took this, she was in like the Fredericton Regional Hospital. It's probably a little different than here, but that's a big hospital. It's probably, like, there's a hospital in our area, but this one's about an hour and a half away. And you know, I would sit with her at night and pray with her. And then, you know, we'd try to keep her spirits up and things like that. But, you know, I knew it wasn't getting good. It wasn't getting any better. And I can remember the night I went down to the family room and went in there and I prayed all night. And, you know, when you go through something tough, that's where you got to decide, am I going to trust in God or not? And that night, you know, in there praying, I just wasn't giving up. You know, I felt my child's life was hanging in the balance. And it was. It really was. And I felt the Lord speak to me that night and said, you know, everything's going to be okay. Everything's going to be okay. And I was kind of excited about that. But the next day, you know, the doctor called us in first thing and said, it's getting bad. He said, it's got worse. He said, we need to do something immediately. And so he said, we got to fly her to Halifax. I don't know if you know the geography of where we live, New Brunswick, and then there's Nova Scotia is where Halifax is. And they have the IWK, which is the Kids Specialist Hospital right there. So they have an air ambulance, they call it. It's a plane. But they have their own doctors and nurses right on. They don't let the local doctors on. And anyhow, when they put her on that plane, they immediately found that she had an infection from the IV that the hospital was giving her, that she was dehydrated, and they started to work on that. Soon as they got her to Halifax, the top kidney specialist was there, and he began to give her blood transfusions. And, you know, sometimes we think God comes through miracles, which he does. And then other times he comes through doctors. He works through people and makes these things happen. And, you know, like I guess that night when I felt that the Lord said everything was going to be okay, I just figured that I was going to get up and walk out and, you know, she was going to be up running around. But that's not how it came. But saying that, I knew Jesus was still with me. And that night I decided when I was praying, I said, Lord, whether you heal her or you take her, I trust in you. I believe that you're my God. I believe that you're my Savior. I believe that you're my healer. I believe you're my deliverer. I believe your word, no matter what. But I put it all in your hands. And, you know, when she got to the hospital and they started to give her the blood transfusions, you know, the Lord caused her to have the quickest turnaround in the history in that hospital, they said. They said she was the quickest. You know, but I believe that was God. I believe that was God using those doctors, saving my little girl's life, you know. My little girl's right here today. And I thank God every day when I get up that he's our healer. And that he looks after us. And that he gets us through our storms. And no matter how bad things look in your life, or with your family, or with your kids, or with your husband, or with your wife, your uncles, your aunts, your moms, your dads, you know, God can get you through it. Never give up hope. Our third point was to never give up your faith. And you know what? We need to be like Abraham. Abraham staggered not, it says, at the promises of God through unbelief, but he stood strong in faith, giving glory to God, being fully persuaded that he was able to perform that which he had promised. And if God says he's going to be there for us in the midst of trouble, in the midst of our storms, he will be there. He will get us through it. Amen. sometimes we just forget that he's with us. Isn't that how it goes a lot of times? We just forget it. And I think as a mom and dad, I think we need to take up take up arms, maybe that's the correct word to saying it, for our kids. You know, I know my mom, she prayed night and day for me and my brother and my family. You know, my mom just passed away a year or so ago, and I kind of feel that void, and now I feel like I need to pick that up and pray. But, you know, like these 11 incidents that took place in our life, I do know that my mom was calling out my name, and my mom was calling out on my kid's name. She was calling out Matthew Smith. I cover him with the blood of Jesus. I cover Joel Smith with the blood of Jesus. I cover Hannah Smith with the blood of Jesus. I post a hedge of protection round about my family in the name of Jesus. And we as parents and husbands and mothers and grandparents, we need to take that approach that when we get up in the morning, we begin to pray for our families. And we begin to cover them with the blood of Jesus. And that we speak positive life over them. We say, you know, I want the favor. I pray the favor of God on my kids. I pray the blessings of Abraham on them. I pray that they'll be well educated. I pray that they'll have jobs. I pray for my grandkids. I heard a story Pastor Ken said to me, and it really spoke to me, how he felt he prayed for his kids and his grandkids and his great-grandkids that had not came. And I think us as parents, we need to do that. We need to take time out of our day. A lot of times our days get busy and we spend it with lots of other things, but you know, we need to take the time to pray protection, blessings, double portion, which Pastor Ken's been speaking. Double portion of the Spirit of the Lord on their life. You know, double portion of sensitivity to the Holy Spirit. Double portion of blessings in education. The best for our kids and our family. Because God cares for us. So this morning, I'm not a long-winded person, but I believe, you know, don't concentrate on your storms. Don't concentrate on your storms. Fix your eyes on Jesus. Always remember that Jesus is with us in the midst of every trial and every storm in our family or in our life or in our church life. And never give up your faith. Always trust in God, no matter what. Make your mind up you're going to trust in Him. And no matter how the chips fall, you're going to hang on, you're going to bless the Lord, and you're going to trust in Him. And, you know, it just something came to my mind. Think about this concept. Anybody here know who Vince Gill is? Vince Gill's one of my country singer superstars. And he's a Christian. He's married to Amy Grant. But he wrote a song just not too long ago. And the phrase in the song says, "What's the worst they can do to me? Threaten me with heaven. Threaten me with heaven. Don't matter how bad the storms are. Threaten me with heaven. That's the worst it gets. We win. Huh? We win. If we die, we win. Sometimes we look at that in the negative. Don't concentrate on the storm. Remember, Jesus is with you. And don't give up your faith. Let us stand. We're going to close. If you have, if this message has spoke to your heart, if this message has done something, if you're living in a storm in your life and you need prayer this morning, look, we want to invite you to come up. We have a few minutes, and the prayer people that are here, the prayer team, Pastor Ken and I, we will physically pray for your situation. And so is there any hands? Is there anybody who would like to have special prayer? If there is, just make your way to the front. And we'll pray with you.
Is more grace is found where you are, Lord. I am free, holiness is Christ in me. Where you are, Lord, I am free, holiness. It's Christ in me, Lord. I need you. Oh, I need you. Every hour I need you. My one defense, my righteousness. Oh God, how I need you.
Teach my song.
I teach my song to rise to you. When temptation comes my way, and I cannot stand, I fall on you. Jesus, you're my hope and stay. Cannot stand, I fall on you. Jesus, you're my hope and stay. Lord, I need you. Oh, I need you. Every hour I need you. My one defense, my righteousness. Oh, God, how I need you. Lord, I need you. Oh, I need you. Every hour I need you. One defense, my righteousness. My one defense, my righteousness. Oh God, how I need you.
We need you, God. Let this be our prayer.
Lord, I need you. Oh, I need you. Every hour I need you. My one defense, my my righteousness, oh God, how I need you. You're my one defense, my righteousness, oh God, how I need you.